When a parent is deported, children usually follow. It's stressful for American kids and the Mexican schools alike.
He cried for the first 4 days. He cried, but now he's happy. He met two friends that speak the same language.
That's Rosa talking about her 10-year-old son. None of the subjects in this story would allow us to use their last names out of concern for their uncertain legal status. We met Rosa at a support group meeting for foreign children, mostly Americans, who are adjusting to going to school in Tijuana. Rosa's kids don't speak Spanish, but they're enrolled in Mexican schools anyway. The reason they're here?
We came to follow Dad here.
They're two of an estimated 4,000 American citizen children who currently attend school in Tijuana. Most are children of deportees. That's according to Yara Amparo Lopez. She facilitates this support group and is the state coordinator for the Binational Educational Program for Migrants. It's a government program designed to help foreign children enroll in school and adapt to the Mexican educational system.
We don't have enough teachers, nor do we have a bilingual education program.
Lopez says Mexican schools aren't equipped to offer bilingual education or to teach Spanish as a second language. She says her office is interested in sponsoring an exchange program with American teachers to learn about their experiences with teaching ESL. The main goal of the program is to help American kids adjust, but the language and cultural barriers are just too much for some, especially teenagers like Arya.
I don't speak Spanish, so I don't really talk to people down here. And over there I could understand people, but over here I can't.
Arya is 14 and a U.S. citizen. She grew up in Lemon Grove, California. She moved to Mexico a year ago with her American mother, whose husband was deported. School in Tijuana didn't seem like an option. So instead, Arya attends school online. It's a special program offered by the new Youth Recreation and Education Center in Tijuana. Chris Najera and his wife, a teacher in San Diego County, founded the center at the beginning of the school year to offer the increasing number of American kids another option. Najera himself was deported to Tijuana 9 years ago. So far, less than a dozen kids attend the school. Tuition is more than many here can afford. And most of the students are teens because, as Najera explains,
it's a culture shock for them. On the other hand, for younger kids, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You know, they can easily adapt to, you know, new lifestyle.
Most of the students, Najera says, also have a deported parent. The school is an alternative to the situation facing kids like Mikey, who can't study in Tijuana and instead cross the border every day to keep attending American schools.
I kind of get embarrassed when I talk Spanish because I don't talk Spanish that good.
Mikey is 15 and grew up in Los Angeles. He's now lived in Tijuana for 5 years. It can be tricky to matriculate to an American school without an address in the States. Mikey explains how his mother helped him enroll.
Well, she said that we were homeless because we didn't have an address to use.
Mikey wishes his family could return to the U.S., but he's realistic.
Sometimes I don't want to because, like, I don't want my dad to get sent to jail forever.
Still, he wishes his dad could see him graduate from high school. Although Mikey spends a lot of time in the exhaust-clogged borderline, the teenager has a nonchalant attitude about the hardship.
Cross off every day. We leave at 4. We just wait for 3 hours.
That means if he's had an average annual attendance, let's say about 170 days of school each year, Mikey has spent 2,550 hours of his life waiting in the borderline since his dad was deported. That's 106 full days waiting to go to school. From Tijuana, this is Aaron Siegel McIntyre.